You never heard of a James Floyd Day, did you? Your grandma's cousin? He'd be your mom's first cousin.
Yeah.
I know. Well, your grandma had a sister, Martha Day. Her husband was Daniel Day, and he died in the late 1870s. And she took her family to Louisville, to the Masonic home for orphans, and raised them there. You never heard them tell about
that? No,
them.
I never did hear them.
Well, see, Grandma was born in 76, so she would have been mighty little when that happened.
Yeah.
So she probably never knew anything about that family. Yeah.
We live near Grandfather Brown's.
And she, well, when I was about, when I was 6 years old, my mother married the second time. And a year later, you know, 2 years later, we left Carter County. And I never had any time. I was 8 years old when we left Carter County.
And just
wasn't around another family much after that.
Yeah.
Just what Grandma would talk about, and then that's what we remember. Mother thought an awful lot of her family.
Sometimes, when you've got them, you'll have doses.
And I bet you they've got pictures of all of them by having those.
Well, we went over, you know, when we were down that time, you told us about one of them old pictures, and we went over and talked to one of those Otis boys.
Oh, you've already seen some of them.
Over by Owensville. He didn't know anything about it. It was one of their sons. Houston Flannery, or Houston Otis. His first name was Houston, because it was the name of his grandpa. I remember I had it spelled wrong. Mm-hmm. It was over by Owensville. I forget which one it was.
Well, now, Bungie Brown knew him. She seemed to know him better than anybody I've talked to.
She's probably the one that gave you their names, so, because I didn't really remember any of the first names.
Well, yeah. You told us the one who died, he died about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And we went over there and asked him, and they said, yeah, he died, but his son lives up the road.
Oh, well, then I thought maybe that Virgie had given you more information than that. Mm-hmm.
Well, she's the one who told me that Mrs. Otis was a family.
Yeah.
And my step-grandmother was Flannery.
Was she any relation to the mother Flannery?
I don't know. She was mad in Carter.
See, that's the one that Grandpa married after Sonya died, was Flannery.
Molly Flannery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Houston Flannery, Route 1, Salt Lick. He's the one we talked to. He was about, oh, he's probably in his 40s. He had a garage there, I think.
I
he worked on cars.
I could talk to him, boy. She can tell you about the Porters, all right.
Yeah. She and I were talking on the telephone one night, and she told me the oddest things about the Porters. She said Uncle Jim Porter had an uncle, good boy. You know, he was killed.
Yeah.
One of the Taylors killed him. And she said that this boy, one of them, her husband's people, shot him and cut his throat. And they told him he better leave that country.
Was that a Steedall?
No, it was a click. What is the first husband's name?
The Holbrooks or a Skeens?
Skeens.
Skeens. Skeens. And said he left, went to Texas, and he never did come back. The one did the murder.
And that was some of her family that did
and
that?
Some of her family. Her husband's family did that.
Huh.
And she told me the office line thing, but just to talk, and I can't remember things she told me. She lives in Cummingsburg. Now,
what's
she can really remember. She grew up and lived up in her mom.
How old is she?
Oh, she's real old. As old as I am, I guess.
Yeah. Whereabouts in Flemingburg she lived?
Well, I don't know exactly. Do you know her?
No, I don't.
What's her name?
Bertella Click.
What's her first name?
Bertella.
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 Click.
Bertella Click.
Is she married?
Yeah, she don't go to Click.
No. Oh, well, it's Bertella Skeens.
She took her first
she had remarried name. After Clyde died. Clyde Skeens died. She married a Click man, but they didn't get along, so I guess he's still married.
No, I don't reckon.
Isn't he?
I haven't ever heard it from his.
Maybe he's gone.
They just now settled up, but she's got the last payment on her land.
Does she live in town there?
Yes, yeah, she lives in town in the trailer. Do you know where that widow, that man that killed himself up there, the one of us? You know where she is?
Him and Fritz?
Uh-huh.
Out the other side of town, as you go to Ford Maple, I think. But Mother, I don't know.
Well, now that she don't think. Grandpa's got to get back in the town.
But well, Emma may come to town, you know,
right
after he gets
himself.
She talks about Miss Briggs an awful lot, and she says she's not good to her. But now she knows the Porters a lot better than I do. She told me things after things that happened, you know, in the Porter family.
Yeah.
And she learned that I was connected with her.
Huh.
And she's an awful talker.
You sure get a good tape from
yes,
her?
Yes, and she's got a good memory.
I'll tell you what, I'll bring her. If you let me know when you come out home, I'll see that she comes out home.
I might get over there and see her. I got a couple more days before I gotta go back.
Okay.
Bye.
Miss Royce could might tell
you. She may have called to see you.
Here, you want me? You want to sit
no,
over here?
But tell them to have
here, I'll get you.
Okay. Now, wait till the thing over on your lap. It won't reach this far.
I'm okay. Said that there.
Said it right there. Now that's
put your other knee under it or hold it or something for
it. Right there.
You just think you're the craziest bunch you ever did see.
Oh, I'm a kind of lonesome. I'm sorry, Phoebe. I didn't know you was on the line.
Oh, ask her how she is.
How are you?
Good. Everyone to know.
Everyone to know. I'm sorry. I generally always listen. Lester done me that way one night. Her husband, this woman's husband, I don't know anymore.
This little girl, she's a real sweet person. She's not a girl, but she's younger than I am. I always consider a girl. Her brain is
dying. Oh, it is.
He just brought her home to the hospital today. He's like, oh, oh, oh. And Lester told me last night he's going after a swimmer.
But it's the motor side of her brain that's dying, not the vital side of the car. And she's dragging one leg and her arm is getting useless.
Huh.
She's so pretty.
How old is
she? She's 56. Well, I start to say early 50s, but she's older than
I think she's 56.
Well, and I didn't think Phoebe was that near my age. Huh. Of course, Lester is just 2 years younger than I am.
Well, now she's in her 50s.
Well, I know. Oh, well, I say that's about right because Lester's 50 or 61.
Lester's already.
Yeah, he's serious.
I'm over in Jay, and Jay's 59.
It didn't seem like Phoebe could be that old.
She's maybe 59, I think 56.
I think that's about right, but don't seem like she was that near my age.
Well, I mean, she's got grown grandchildren.
Almost grown, anyway.
They are grown. She's got two that's grown up. Sherry's grown. And always grown, of course. Her boy's grown now.
This woman in Flemingsburg, how's she related to the Skeens that killed him?
Her husband was a Skeens. And
she married Skeens first time. And then she married that old man.
They didn't. And they didn't click.
This old man clicked.
She married old man clicked.
And when she divorced him, she went back and took her first husband's name.
Yeah.
I'd say it was probably her husband's cousin that done the killing.
There's some of her husband's family. And she told who it was and all that.
Well, now then one of them, they was a steel all mixed up in the killing.
Well, Henry Cagley killed Jim Porter, they said.
Cagley,
yeah.
Well, did you ever run across a steel that was mixed up in some of it?
No, I haven't heard that. I don't.
Drew Evans' wife sat and told me all about that killing. She's seen it.
She saw it.
She's working the office.
Oh.
She was in school board office, office lady down. And she said that Miss Cagley and Uncle Jim's into an argument, and he stabbed Uncle Jim with a knife. And she said, Mr. Porter, shouldn't I get the doctor? And he said, no, I'm not hurt bad. And said, about 5 minutes, I think she said he sat down in the chair and sat in there and said, maybe you better call a doctor and just go ask for his dog.
Huh.
Drew Evans. Drew Evans? Mm-hmm. Sweetie. From several years ago.
Huh.
If she was living, she could tell you all about the Porters you're going to ask, but she's gone.
She was with Thompson, wasn't she?
Yeah. And she had such a good memory. She was sister to Uncle Andy. Well, cousin of Porters.
Pearl.
Yeah. That was her sister.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, I knew there was a connection, but you know, I told you I didn't know what the connection
was.
One of the sisters. And her lived at Moorhead, and she wanted me to meet her so bad, but I never could see it.
Huh. Jim's got a daughter living, 92 years old.
He has.
Yeah, Kate.
I'd like to see her.
She lives in Middletown, Ohio. Mm-hmm. She's born 1889, then make her 93, I guess.
89.
No, I said 99. Yeah, 93. Yeah. 93 years old. When did you say she was born? 1889. Put 10 years more on your age. Yeah, she's in real good health. Lives there by herself. Well, a lot of Jim's family moved up to Middletown, Ohio for a while. And some of them stayed up there. His wife and some of the kids. She said at one time or other, all his kids lived in Middletown. And most of them moved back, and some stayed up there.
But you know, I'm a long ways from where I was when mother was a young girl.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, mother would have been way over 100 now.
And mother's 82 this December. Here you go.
And I'm only one out of 9 children living.
Huh. Are you one of the youngest?
No, I started the oldest.
Really?
First family.
There were 3 of us first children, and she remarried, and 6 more children.
Huh.
And they're all dead. And my sister and brother's dead.
Mother's the last one.
Huh.
And Dad was the last one in his family.
Huh. I don't think I have anything written down on that family, do I?
On who?
On your mom's brothers and sisters and their kids.
Not much, I don't guess. You want me to write them out?
If you ever get a chance, I'd, you know.
I'll take my time, I'll do that.
You want a cup of coffee?
No, thanks.
He doesn't like coffee. If I'd give him coffee, he wouldn't have it.
Well, I drink a lot of coffee.
Yeah, if you ever get around to it, write that down for me.
Well, there's Aunt Lily's Uncle Jimmy's. Some of them didn't have children.
Yeah.
Virgil was, and then, of course, Barbara is one of them. You've got Barbara.
Yeah, I've got. Send me some of their addresses if you know it or where they
okay.
live.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you'd like to meet some of the Dowdy boys.
Yeah.
Real nice boys. That's my dad.
That's Virgil Dowdy's children, the oldest one of the Dowdy kids.
Is one of them a sheriff?
No, one's a state trooper.
Okay, Harlan was telling me about that last year. He said he met a Dowdy that was a state trooper and said he was related.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't know which
Lonnie.
One it was.
Lonnie.
Call him Buck.
Yeah?
His dad's name
when Virgil died, when Buck's, Lonnie's daddy died, every trooper, even to the girls, the trooper, we had women troopers here at that time,
yeah.
Every one of them but one was at 9th of June.
Huh.
Everybody from the post but one. They didn't do that even for one of their own that died here.
Huh.
When the cover boy died, he was state prison. And they didn't turn out like that, they just did.
Huh.
Lawrence and Lonnie and Don and Gene
and Betty and Johnny.
And Johnny. The boys. And his
Betty
and
girl.
Libby.
Seemingly, everybody thinks an awful lot of Buck.
You do all them boys.
Yeah.
And which one was it you said had the picture with all the quarters in it? That was a Flannery?
No, Otis.
That was an Otis.
Uh-huh. Mrs. Otis. She was a Flannery before she married an Otis.
Uh-huh. And where'd she live at?
Down
just to
the other down the other side of Salt Lake. Peastics, I think's the name of the village. But she and her husband are both dead now.
And you talked to one of the sons.
Yeah.
He could come here and tell me who got her thing.
Well, now, if he was a Flannery, he was, instead of an Otis, he wasn't a son. Unless he was her son, before she married the Otis.
Marriage.
No, she was a Flannery before she married.
And he was
and he's got Houston Flannery down there. If he wasn't an Otis, then it's not Mr. Otis's son.
Oh.
I think you gave it as Houston Flannery.
Yeah, I think I did.
So she might have had a child before she married, but she was a Flannery.
Well, your grandma Molly did have. She had.
Yeah, she had Flannery.
J.P.
Houston Flannery. Well, this woman was the Otis.
But she was a Flannery and married the Otis. That's what Bridget told me.
She was a Flannery before she ever married, and she married Mr. Otis.
Wonder what the Otis's name was.
Patty, do you, Bill? Biologus.
W-M?
Uh-huh. Yeah, Biologus.
Is Clindarius Otis one of their boys?
I don't know.
Lives at Owensville? Let's see, Bill Otis and...
What was her name now? It's an odd name.
If I ever heard of her name.
Well? And I've got a hunt, she was a hunt before she married, girl's name. It's in Indiana, someplace. The name and address to write to and find out about the Hunt generation, too.
Is she related to our Hunt?
Yeah. But I don't know how. I mean, I was just told about it and given the name. And I can't even remember her name now. It's up there on the desk. So
if you ever find it, send that up to me. I'll write it to her.
Okay. I'll just have to call Virgie and answer.
Over at Angel's Authority. Virgie, give him a ball now, I bet you. I just tickle him. I'll call him. Call down and get him. She's out there fixing beans and he didn't be called.
She found out about you breaking on the poles that right.
I hadn't looked at her for a long time. I didn't know I sat there very long. He just kept talking.
What if you did this? You know, that's pretty.
That phone number that was stated for you, but they get us.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't known about it.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I don't think.
I bet that guy's name is Houston Otis, and I've got Houston Flannery.
Well, it may be.
Because Molly, Steve Porter's girl, married Houston Flannery. I've got their families written down. I'll have to check that. Figure out what's up there.
Houston Otis. Having two. More than like you did. Just. Because she was a Flannery before she married. And she married Bill. But Grandma Molly was a Flannery before she married Brown. And she had one boy before she married.
Yeah, he went to marry Flannery.
Yeah, he went by her maiden name.
Yeah.
Now he, I think, died up in the house. And she's not been dead in a real long time.
Yeah. Somebody told us 5 years for one of them, either a man or wife.
J.P. went to him and Jim Redmond traded places. And he went to Mountain with his brother.
I might maybe get over and talk to that Skeens lady at Clemensburg.
Hey,
see
if Phoebe's
still on. I bet she hung up. I have to apologize to her for that.
Still on it?
Yeah.
Miss Royce is real good friend for Bertello. She probably can give directions how to get there. Now, when she lived here in Round County, I've been to her house, and one of her daughters lives right out there by us.
Yeah.
Girls live down the garden, they can leave someone to get her.
Maybe she's in, but now it's getting tired.
If she wants to can tomorrow, she'll be picking the seed. She said she's going to can beans today. Come on, Miss Royce, and answer.
Let me look at the directory, and that can help by looking at where she is.
I'd go on Miss Ginsman, but she's hard to hear. I can't hardly make her understand who I am.
Yeah.
So Mother just waits for her to call her.
Yeah, we're in Fleming County, aren't we?
Uh-huh, sure.
Yeah.
She lives on Crawford Avenue, 254 Crawford Avenue.
Well, you've got the other address. I'm just trying to get down anyway.
254 Crawford Avenue.
And she lives in a trailer?
Yeah.
I can probably find that pretty easy.
B-E-R-T-E-L-L-A-H, Bertella. Now, I would have put Tilla, T-I-L-L-A. See, I would have put it about as well as Tilla.
Well, and she's sure a talker. She's hard of hearing. And the one she talks about. And I can't hardly make her understand who I am.
Yeah.
I tried to get the number of George Hales when I was going. And the woman I was talking to said, I can't hear you talk louder. When I was talking to her, I was good. And finally, I just hung up. I never did get it.
Let's see, to get over to that Betty Brown's, let's see, we're over here.
Yeah, you go right back out, 158.
Go right back out and hit 158.
Right.
Go on up past your road and turn right on 32.
Right.
Turn left on 377.
Right.
And they're on that road.
Right. I kind of read their okay. Number, Betty, depending on what kind of ocean
she's
Betty's not
home.
Oh, Betty's not home. She's
not.
Betty's
in Michigan.
Oh, she is.
Yeah, she's gone to her daughter's. I forgot about she went home with her daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. That's fit my mind completely. I knew it.
Yeah, they took the children up there and kept them a month, and then when they come down, Betty went home.
Ooh. Well, that made that easy.
Yeah.
Well, now she's
saved up.
They knew that tree.
Yeah. I'm asked that she's come home. That's where she's at.
Well, she won't be back yet, but so she may stay a few days.
I've been home to see Harley's folks, so we should come down. I wonder how that tobacco's done. If it's done any good fall, I'll have to buy them sticks and the cows. Betty's husband. We've got 1,000 tobacco sticks contracted from it.
Yeah.
They're
advertising wholesome tobacco posts.
Posts, tobacco posts.
I've heard that time after time, tobacco posts. He'll say fence posts and tobacco posts.
And he'll give tobacco sticks.
Someplace up above, I don't know where it's coming from. It comes through Mohead Station. And it sounds so cute.